Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf Mem Vav. We left off in daf Mem Hey Amud Beis at the bottom at the two dots. So we had a Mishnah on the top of Mem Hey Amud Beis where there was a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Nanas. Everyone had agreed that when it comes to most of the karbonos that are brought together with the Shtei Alechem, that they are not ma'akev the Shtei Alechem whatsoever. You could bring the Shtei Alechem without them, you could bring them without the Shtei Alechem. But when it comes to the Shnei Kavasim that get waved together with the Shtei Alechem, then there's definitely a Zika, there's definitely some sort of connection between the Shtei Alechem and those Kvasim. The Machlokas in the Mishnah was between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Nanas. Rabbi Akiva said that the Lechem is Ma'akev the Kvasim, that you can't bring those sheep without the Lechem, but you can bring the Lechem without those Kvasim. Rabbi Shim Ben Nanas disagreed. Rabbi Shim Ben Nanas says, no, it's the opposite. The Kvasim are Ma'akev the Lechem. You cannot bring the Lechem without the Kvasim, but you can bring the kvasim without the lechem. That's the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Ben Nanas. So building off of that machlokas, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Modim Shim Huskuku Zelazeh Shema Akvin Zeezeh. Everyone agrees that if they are Huskuku Zelazeh, if you create some sort of Zika, some sort of connection between the Shtei Alechem and these Kvasim, then certainly they become Ma'akev each other. Rashi explains, Shim Husku Zelazeh Shahayu Biyachad Va'achar Kach Ovad Lechem O Kvasim. If at some point they were together, they were one and the same, and then later you lost either the Lechem or the Kvasim, so at that point, certainly, Shema Akvin Zelazeh. Certainly, they are ma'akiv each other. And whatever is going to be left is going to be burnt. And it's because that which is lost has ruined the other one. So there is a critical point where both Rabbi Akiva and Ben Nanas are going to agree that it's a two-way street, that each one is ma'akev the other. Even though Rabbi Akiva had said in the Mishnah that it's only the lechem that's ma'akev the kvasim, and Rabbi Shimon Ben Nanas said it's only the kvasim that's ma'akev the lechem, and not vice versa. At a certain point in time, there's a zika, a connection created between them that makes them both be ma'akev each other. Ve'ezehu zika shalahen. When is that zika created? When is that connection created? That is created with Shchita. Shchita of the Kvasim creates this connection between the Lechem, the Shtei Alechem, and the Shnei Kvasim, to the point that if one of them were to get lost, they would both be ruined, they would both be destroyed. So again, Rashi explains that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the Kifsei Atzeres that are brought together with the Lechem, that even though there's such a Machlokas Ben Nanas and Rabbi Akiva, everyone would agree that they're Ma'akiv each other at the point of Shechita. However, when it comes to the other Karbanos that are brought Al HaLechem, the seven Kvasim, the Shnei Parim, the Ayil Echad, that are also brought together with the Shtei Alechem, it seems from Rashi that even if you have a Shechita, they're not going to become Ma'akiv each other, there's not going to be a Zika created between them. However, the Rambam seems to say otherwise. The Rambam in Tamidin Musaf in Perches, Halacha Yutes, paskins that even the other Karbanos that are brought together, Al HaLechem, if you shecht them, they are Ma'akiv Ze'ezeh, and not only that, even the Karbanos that are brought from Musaf Hayom, if they're shechted, they're ma'akvim elu es elu. So the Rambam understands Rabbi Yochanan's statement not only going on the kvasim about which Rabbi Akiva and Ben Nanas disagreed, but even about all of the karbanos. So we said that how do you create the zika? That zika is created through shechita. So there is a machlokas that we're going to have later on about how the Shtei Alechem becomes kadosh. There is going to be a gemara on Daf Mem Zayin in tomorrow's Daf that discusses what grants Kedusha to the Shtei Alechem. Rebbe versus Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon. Rebbe holds that the Shechita of the Kvasim is Mekadesh the Shtei Alechem, and Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's a combination of the Shechita of the Kvasim and the Zrikas Dam that's Mekadesh the Shtei Alechem. So Tosa, the Shita of Mekadesh, both point out that Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, that Shechita creates Zika, only works according to Rebbe, because only according to Rebbe, the Shechita, the Kvasim, is Mekadesh, the Shtei Alechem. So the Shechita clearly does something to the breads. The Shechita is going to make the breads holy. So that's within the Shita of Rebbe. But according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, I'm sorry, the Tosfos and Shulchan Aruch say it's obvious that that's true according to Rebbe, but even according to Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon, that the lechem doesn't become kadosh through the shechita of the kvasim, still the shechita is going to be enough to make a zika, even if it's not, if that's not what's mekadesh the shtei lechem, still it will create a zika for the shtei lechem. That is the shechita of Tosfos and the shechita of Mukbetos. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, two lines from the top, Mem Vavam and Aleph. Amar Ula, Bo b'maravet, tnufos azika, oinos azika. So we said that the shechita creates the zika, creates this connection between the shtei lechem and the kvasim, that they are now ma'akiv each other, that if you lose one of them, you lost both of them. So that's great, that's true about the shechita. What about the tnufa? What about the waving of the kvasim and the shtei lechem together? Does that also create that same sense of zika? Now, the tnufa that's done after you already shech the kvasim, that's not a shayla. Of course, you don't need that to create a zika. Zika's already been created by the shechita. So the tenufa that we're referring to over here, Rashi points out, is the tenufas kvasim hayumanifin im halechem mechayim, that they would do the waving of the kvasim with the shtei lechem while the sheep were still alive before they were shechted. So that's the shayla. Rabbi Yochanan says, when you do the shechita, it certainly creates a zika, creates a connection between the shtei lechem and the kvasim. What about when you did the tenufa before you did the shechita? Does it create that same zika? So again, Bob Marav, tenufa su zika, oino su zika. So Pashalim mit Rabbi Yochanan. So we wanted to say, well, maybe you can answer it based on Rabbi Yochanan's din. Because what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Dom Rabbi Yochanan, shechita o su zika. Rabbi Yochanan said it's the shechita that creates that zika. Mechal de tenufa eino su zika. That implies that prior to the shechita, there has been no zika created. There has been no connection that's been created prior to the shechita. Well, if the tenufa happens before the shechita, and tenufa is also zika, so then it wouldn't be an issue of shechita el sezika. The tenufa would have done it already. So you see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan must hold that the tenufa did not create a zika, that it's only the shechita that creates a zika. So says the Gemara, no, we can't prove anything from Rabbi Yochanan, because maybe Rabbi Yochanan himself wasn't sure whether tenufa is also zika. Rabbi Yochanan gufa kami baile. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan himself had this shayla. Mifshad pshita le Rabbi Yochanan, meaning, or maybe we aren't sure what Rabbi Yochanan held. Mifshad pshita le Rabbi Yochanan, shechita el sezika, tenufa eino sezika, odil mashechita pshita le tenufa mesafkele. We're not sure. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan was certain that tenufa did not create a zika, and therefore he says it's only the shechita that creates a zika, or maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure whether tenufa is also zika. He was sure that even if tenufa weren't, then shechita for sure would. That by the time you have shechita, that for sure would create the zika. But we don't know. Maybe tenufa itself creates the zika. So that's the shaila. How to read Rabbi Yochanan? The shaila is not answered by Rabbi Yochanan. The shaila is how to read Rabbi Yochanan. Was Rabbi Yochanan sure that shechita osa zika, but nothing prior to that is osa zika? Or did Rabbi Yochanan say that no, maybe tenufa does it, but even if tenufa doesn't, for sure, shechita will be osa the zika? So the Gemara says, Teiku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Now the Brisker Rav points out, he's medayik from the Lashon HaRambam, where the Rambam in Hilchos Tamidim Musaf and Parches Halach Yud Aleph, that only the kvasim would be waved mechayim. That meaning the Gemara's whole shaila that bog ma'arava that they asked in Eretz Yisrael whether tenufa zos zika. So Rashi said, which tenufa are we talking about? We're talking about the tenufa before the shechita, when you'd wave the kvasim while they were still alive. So Brisker Rav points out from Lashon HaRambam, it's clear that the kvasim being waved while they were alive was only the kvasim that wasn't the shtei alechem. They didn't wave the kvasim with the shtei alechem while they were alive. Only after the shechita, the kvasim, would they then wave the kvasim together with the shtei alechem. But the original tenufa was done with the kvasim alone, not with the shtei alechem. So therefore, the Brisker Rav wonders how the Rambam reads this Gemara, because this Gemara seems to be assuming that mechayim they were mainif the shtei alechem together with the kvasim, because it's saying that it should create a zika. That the waving of the kvasim mechayim should create a connection between the lechem and the kvasim. Well, how can you have a connection between the lechem and the kvasim created by a tenufa if all the tenufa's on is the kvasim? You're not waving the shtei lechem. So the Brisker Rav explains that the Rama must mean to say is that by the lechem, it's not shaykh to have two tenufos. It's not shaykh to have two separate chiyuvim of waving. by the kvas, it makes sense that there are two clear, distinct stages. There's before shechita, there's after shechita. Kvasim before shechita, kvasim after shechita do not resemble each other. They're completely different. One is a live animal, one is a shechted animal. They're obviously completely different from each other. It's shaykh to have two chiyuvim of tenufa. But shtei alechem, it doesn't make sense to have two chiyuvim of tenufa. There is no critical point where the shtei alechem changes. There's no shechita in shtei alechem. So we're going to talk about before the shechita, after the shechita, doesn't make sense. It has to be that there's one chiyuv of tenufa on the shtei alechem. When is that chiyuv of tenufa done? So really, lechatchila, it should be done after the shechita of the kvasim, but it could be done before also. And if you do the tenufa before the shechita, that also counts as the tenufa of the shtei alechem. So the Rambam, says the Briska Rav, the Rambam must understand that our Gemara is saying, if you did the tenufa of the lechem together with the kvasim before the shechita, then we have a shaila, is it osa zika or is it not osa zika? The shaila is only if you did it, but you didn't have to do it before the shechita. The tenufa of the shtei alechem only has to be done once according to the Rambam. Really, it could have been done after the shechita. The point, though, would be, the interesting point would be that according to that Briska Rav, you could say l'chadchila, meaning l'chadchila must be, l'chadchila should be done after the shechita. So the implication is that our whole Gemara is only dealing with a b'diyevet kind of level. And then the Gemara tried to answer the question based on Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, the shechita is also the zika. So the Gemara wanted to say, oh, you see, clearly Rabbi Yochanan holds that the tenufa didn't create the zika prior to the shechita. Asks the Karen Ora, how can you say that Rabbi Yochanan had a suffix whether tenufa osa zika or not osa zika? If the tenufa was osa zika, the shechita can't be osa the zika, because the tenufa's mechayim comes before the shechita. So how would Rabbi Yochanan, meaning the Gemara, wants to say, oh, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure whether tenufa is osa zika or not, but he was certain that shechita is osa zika. Well, if he's certain that shechita is osa zika, then he must be certain that tenufa is not osa zika, because shechita can't create a zika that's already been created by tenufa. So what Karen Ora asks, how could the Gemara say it's a suffik whether Rabbi Yochanan holds Rabbi Yochanan's mesupak whether tenufa is osa zika? What do you mean? If you're mesupak, whether tenufa is osa, if you're mesupak, whether tenufa is osa zika, by definition, you have to be mesupak whether shechita is osa zika. Because if tenufa was osa zika, then shechita is obviously not, because the zika has already been created. So the truth is that kasha, the Karen Ora, according to the Briska Rav, is not a kasha at all. Because what did the Briska Rav say? That the whole shaila of tenufa osa zika is only if you ended up doing the tenufa, the shtei alechem, before the shechita, which is not necessarily needed. It could be you only do lechatchila, you should only do the waving of the shtei alechem after the shechita. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Look, I'm not sure if you do the shtei alechem, the tenufa, the shtei alechem before the shechita. I don't know if that creates a zika, Rabbi Yochanan says. But if you didn't do it, because you don't have to, if you didn't do the waving of the shtei alechem before the shechita, then certainly the shechita itself will do the zika. So that chiddush of the Briska Rav sheds light on Rabbi Yochanan's shita. Now Rabbi Yochanan's shita makes sense that there could be a suffix with the tenufa zosa zika, and yet he's certain that if you didn't do that tenufa mechayim, that tenufa the breads mechayim while the kvasim were still alive, that certainly the shechita would then create the zika. The shechita would certainly accomplish that zika. Now the Karen Ora for his part is mitaretz that the zikas hatnufa is only if you wave the lechem with the kvasim together. But if you were to wave the lechem bifnei atzmo and the kvasim bifnei atzmam, then certainly your yotzei the chiyuv of tenufa, but that kind of tenufa would not create a zika. That's how the Karen Ora understands Rabbi Yochanan's safek. Rabbi Yochanan says, look, I'm not sure if tenufa creates a zika. If it does create a zika, it's only if you wave them together. You wave the shtei alechem and the kvasim together. If you choose not to wave them together, you wave each one independently, it's certainly not going to create a zika, and then you would wait for shechita to create that zika. Shechita at that point would certainly create that zika. The Sfas HaMishnah just points out this chakira, whether tznufa zosa zika or not, may be tali in the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Ben Nanas, what the ikar is. Are the kvasim the ikar or are the lechem the ikar? If the kvasim are the ikar, then the shchita is the ikar, and that's what creates the zika. The tznufa won't create the zika, but if the lechem is the ikar, the primary chiv of tznufa is on the lechem, so the tznufa would make the zika and not the shchita. So Rabbi Yochanan says that the shchita zosa zika says vasemes. What he means is that if you already did the tnufa, then the shchita will be also zika, because it's really one or the other. If you hold the lechem as the ikar, it's only the tnufa that's also zika. If you hold the shchita as the kvasim of the ikar, it's only the shchita that's also zika. So what it turns out that Rabbi Yochanan is really saying, according to the Sfas Emes, is that if you've done both, by that time, then miman of shuch, for sure, you have created a true sense of zika. Okay, period. Next statement of the Gemara. About 10 lines in the Mem Vav Amar Aleph. Amalei, last word in the line. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina says, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Vaki ksiv kodesh yu l'ashem l'kohen, basar tznufa ksiv, upligi benanas for Rabbi Akiva. That when the pasuk says, kodesh yu l'ashem l'kohen, it says it after the tznufa is already over. And yet we still have a machlokas, benanas and Rabbi Akiva, whether it's going to, whether they're ma'akev each other, what's ma'akev what? Meaning, again, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said that the lechem is ma'akev the kvasim, but not vice versa. Rabbi Shimon ben Nana said the kvasim are ma'akev the lechem, but not vice versa. But wait a second, both of those things are basar, the tenufa, happen after the tenufa. That's their limud from, remember we had machlokas yesterday, where Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas and Rabbi Akiva got their respective opinions, and we said that they got their respective opinions from how to understand that pasuk of Kodesh Yu Lashem Lakoin. We had two explanations of the machlokas, either whether we darshin Yu Tiyena Gzereshava or Gzereshava Yu, or how to just understand the words Lashem Lakoin. But either way, that's already talking about after the Tanufa. If Tanufa is also Zika, there should be no room for any such machlokas, because it's already been decided that the two are 100% ma'akiv each other. So says the Gemara, no, it's not really a kasha. Ultaimech basar tznufa velo basar shchita. What, you think that pasuk is talking about after the tznufa, not after the shchita? It's talking about after the shchita also. And we said everyone would agree. Rabbi Yochanan holds for sure, the shchita is also zika. So what's a chayich to talk about a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Ben Nanas, after the shchita? The shchita certainly was also zika. What must you say? Me'ikarakai, that the pasuk is talking about what happened previously. Umay kodesh yu l'ashem l'kohen, davar shesofa l'kohen. It means to say that we're referring to something that ultimately will go to the kohen. That was a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva ben Anas, what that something was. Are we talking about something that goes entirely to the kohen, i.e. the lechem, or something that goes partially to the kohen and partially to l'ashem, i.e. the keves? But it's not talking about after the shchita is already done, it's talking from a perspective before the shchita is already done. So, achinami, davar shesofa l'kohen. So just like it's talking before the shchita, it's talking before the tenufa as well, that before the tenufa is already done, that's the shayla, whether what's ma'akev what. Once you already do the tenufa, maybe then there's no such shayla anymore. Maybe then everyone would agree, that there's for sure a zika between them, and they are certainly ma'akev each other at that point. Okay, now the Gemara just questions in general this concept that shchita osa zika, that when you have breads and you have an animal that you bring as a korban, that once you shech that animal, now the breads and the animal are intertwined, are bound up together to the point that if one of them gets ruined, they are both ruined. They both become pasul, they both become destroyed. So is that rule really correct? And the Gemara questions that rule based on a Mishnah we have about korban todah, because korban todah is also animal and breads, right? We're discussing in the context of the Shtei Alechem, because our Mishnah was about the Shtei Alechem, which is brought in the Yantav of Shavuos. But the Gemara questions it based on the Mishnah that talks about a Karban Todah. Karban Todah involves 40 loaves of bread, 30 of which are matzah, 10 of which are chametz, and it also involves, and that's why you couldn't bring Karban Todah on Pesach. prior to Pesach, they would bring Karbanos Todah when they were all regular. If you had to bring Karban Todah, you would bring the Karban Todah before Pesach, and that's why they used Lachmei Todah that had already become Nifsal to be the symbol of when you're not allowed to eat Chametz anymore, because they had all these extra Lachmei Todah, the chances of getting all of them eaten when everyone's coming to Yerushalayim and bringing their Karbanos Todah in that week, and they're not going to be able to bring for another week after that, so they had plenty of extra Lachmei Todah around. But anyway, the Karbanos Todah, 40 loaves of bread, was also an animal. So now, is it true that once you shech the animal, the bread and the animal become so bound up together and linked together that if one gets ruined, they're both ruined? So, frankly, Gemara, Ushchita osa zika? Does Shchita really create a zika? Ureminhi, I'll ask you, Stira, ad shloshachta nifras lachma. Let's say prior to shechting the Karban Todah, the bread gets cut in half, the bread gets split up. So, Yavi lechem achar v'shochet. You should bring another bread and to replace that one and go and then you could still shecht the Karban Todah, and that would be fine because not the bread has not yet been sanctified if it, you haven't yet done the Shechita. And the problem of Prisas Alechem is that when the bread gets cut up, you're certainly going to miss out on some of the crumbs. Some of the crumbs are going to get lost, and that's going to be the problem of Nifras Alechem, that you don't have the full loaf of bread. Now, Misha shachta nifras lachma hadam yizarek va'basu yochal v'yidei nidra lo yatzav alechem pasul. Let's say after you already shachted it, the bread gets cut up, so then you can still be zarek the dam, but not l'shem karban todah. You can only be zarek the dam l'shem karban shlamim va'basu yochal, and you could eat the basar. And the way Rashi understands it, the basar gets eaten like a karban shlamim would get eaten, meaning for 2 days and a night, as opposed to a karban todah, which is only for 1 day and one night. Basically, if the bread has been destroyed after the shechita, you now treat this carbon like a carbon shlamim, not like carbon todah, because it doesn't have its 40 loaves of bread. It's now treated 100% like a carbon shlamim. You do the zrika l'shem shlamim, you eat the meat l'shem shlamim, and therefore v'idei nidra lo yatsa. You weren't yotze your chiyuv of bringing in a carbon todah, because your todah has transformed into a carbon shlamim. V'alechem pasul, and all the lechem became pasul. That's if after the shechita the bread became cut. What if it wasn't just after the shechita? It was nizrak hadam. It was already after the zrikas hadam that the bread became cut up. So tore min hashalem al haparos. Then when you give the truma of those 40 loaves of bread, there are 4 different types of loaves, 10 of each. You have to give one of each 10, one of each of one out of 10 of each of the 4 types to a kohen. So don't give the cut up piece to a kohen. Give a shalem to a kohen. Meaning that would still be a valid karban todah because through the shechita and the zrika, you still had 40 full loaves. One of the loaves got cut up. Just make sure you don't give that cut up loaf to a kohen. Give a whole loaf to a kohen. That is case number one in regards to Karban Todah. Now, what problem arises? The bread gets cut. So 3 stages within case number one. Bread gets cut prior to the shechita, no problem, just replace it. Bread gets cut after the shechita, your Karban Todah now turns into a Karban Shlamim. Bread gets cut after the zrika, well, you've already done the Karban Todah, just make sure you don't give that cut piece of bread to a kohen. Case number 2 in relation to a Karban Todah, problematic issue that can come up with a Karban Todah, ad shloshachta. By the way, the way I translate that is the way Rashi understands it, that in that middle case where the bread gets cut after the shechita, before the zrika, Rashi understands it completely transforms into a karban shlamim. Shidun Gvetas doesn't see it that way. He doesn't see it as completely transforming into a karban shlamim, but rather that some of the dinim of shlamim apply to that karban todah. That namely the din of a karban shlamim, that you do a zrika l'shem shlamim, that's what you do by that karban todah. But it doesn't completely transform into a karban shlamim, and therefore Shidun Gvetas says you do not have 2 days and one night to eat that meat like you would for a karban shlamim. That's machlokas, Shidun Gvetas and Rashi. It's interesting because Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes from the Ma'ari al-Pandari that the basar that you eat, you should eat kedin shlamim l'shnei yam v'layla, not kedin toda. So that's completely, that is the issue of the machlokas Rashi and Shidung Betzes. According to Rashi, of course that's true, because it has turned into a carbon shlamim. According to the Shidung Betzes, no, Shidung Betzes says when you do this rikas and dime, you still do it l'shem a carbon toda, it's just that it has some of the dinim of a carbon shlamim, but you would still do the zrikas hadam l'shem a carbon toda. It's just that the Torah calls the toda a shlamim, but it doesn't actually turn into a carbon shlamim, and therefore you would not be able to eat it for 2 days and one night. Anyway, that's case number one of a problem that can come up with a carbon toda. The problem that comes up is that the bread gets cut. Three different stages when the bread might get cut. Stage one is not a problem. Stage three is not really a problem. Stage two is the problem where it would then turn into a karmen shlamim. Second issue that could come up with a karmen toda, ad shlo shachta yotza lachma. The bread is yotze, it goes outside of Yerushalayim. So if it happened before you shechted, machnisa v'shochet, just bring it back in and shecht it, no problem. Misha shachta yotza lachma. If the bread was yotze after the shechita already happened, when and at the time of the shechita the bread became kadosh, and therefore yotze is going to be a big problem for it, so dam yizarek. So again, throw do the zrikas adam l'shem karban shlamim, not l'shem a karban toda. It has transformed into a karban shlamim because the bread became ruined. V'abasu yochal v'yidei nidra lo yotza, and you could eat the meat and you're not yotza yuchiv of a karban toda, v'alechem pasul, and the lechem itself becomes pasul. Nizrak adam, if the bread was yotze after the zrikas adam already, then tarim imashem b'fnim al shabachutz. Just make sure that the bread you give to the kohen was bread that was never yotze. That was issue number two that can come up with the karban toda, parallels completely issue number one. Three different stages. Stage one is not a problem, just undo the problem, bring it back. Stage two is where you're going to have to transform your karban toda into a karban shlamim. And stage three, just make sure you don't give the kohen the messed up one. Now, third issue that can come up with the karban toda, ach lo shachta nitma lachma, the bread could become tameh. What if it becomes tameh before you shecht it? So maybe lechem acher v'shochet, bring another loaf of bread in its place and do the shechita. Misha shachta nitma lachma, if after you shecht it the bread becomes tameh, then hadam yizarek v'abasu yochal v'yidei nidur yatsa shatzitz meratz ala tameh. Then you do the zrikas hadam, but over here it's different. It doesn't turn into a karban shlamim, it remains a karban toda. You do zrika l'shem karban toda, you eat the basar l'shem toda, you are yotzei yuchiv of karban toda. Why? Because the tzitzis meratzah for tumah. So the tzitzis meratzah for tumah worked as a karban toda because the issue was a tumah issue. V'alechem pasul. Now the bread itself is going to be pasul. Nizrak hadam tori min ha-torah ala tameh. And the third possibility is that the bread became tameh after you already did the zrikas adam. Just make sure the piece you give to the kohen is a tahar piece and not a tameh piece. Now, after all that dust settles, but if you're going to tell me that whenever I have a carbon that involves an animal and bread, that doing the shechita creates a bond between that animal and the bread to the extent that if one of them were to get ruined or lost, they will both be ruined or lost. So if that were true, so kiven dehuskul zel zabeshkita ifsel lechem tifsel namitoda. So I don't get it. Why in cases 1 and 2, where the bread became cut up, or the bread was yotze, after the shechita, why did we say, okay, the bread is ruined, but don't worry, keep the animal and just use it as a carbon shlamim instead? What do you mean? If shechita was already done, and that created a bond between the animal and the bread, a zika between the animal and the bread, so if the bread is ruined, then the animal should be ruined also. What do you mean? The bread is ruined and just use the animal instead of the karmen shlamim? That should absolutely passel the animal, if you really hold to this concept, that shechita is also zika. So says Gemara, no. That, by carbon toda, it's different. By carbon toda, we're not going to say shechita as a zika. Why? Shiny toda derachmana kar yeshlamim. Because toda is different because the Torah itself calls a carbon toda both toda and shlamim, implying that a carbon toda could have two different faces. That sometimes it can work as a carbon toda, and when certain problems arise, it can transform from a toda into a shlamim. So that's why carbon toda is different. Mash shlamim craven below lechem, av toda karva below lechem. And once it transforms into a carbon shlamim, so just like a shlamim is brought without bread, carbon toda could be brought without bread as well. Now the shtei alechem, does not have two faces. The Shtei Alechem can only be brought with the animal and the bread together. And therefore, once you do the Shkita, creates that Zika, where if one of them were to get ruined, then they would both get ruined. The Kivsei Atzeres, I should say, that are brought together with the Shtei Alechem, they're called a Shlamim. They're not called anything but a Shlamim. So they don't have a change of face at any point. And therefore, if you assume Shkita makes a Zika, so then if one of them gets ruined, if either the Lechem or the Kvasim get ruined, so then everything is going to get ruined, and there's going to be nothing else to talk about. Says the Gemara Vayter now. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Imtim Tzlamar Tnufa Osa Zika. Let's assume for a moment that Tnufa does create a Zika as well. That was the suffix the Gemara had. Rabbi Yochanan said very clearly, Shchita Osa Zika. What about the Tnufa? So let's assume the Tnufa creates a Zika, creates that bond between the bread and the Karbonos as well. So then, Avad Alechem, Avdu Kvasim. Obviously, therefore, if the bread were to get lost, were to get ruined, the Kvasim would be ruined also. Avdu Kvasim, Avad Alechem, and vice versa. The Kvasim get ruined, the Lechem is ruined as well. Vimtim Tzlomar Tnufa Eino Zika, but what if your Tnufa does not create a Zika? Hevi Lechem Ukvasim V'hunfu, what if you brought the Lechem and the Kvasim and you waved them both? Va'avad Alechem V'hevi Lechem Acher, and then you lost the Lechem. So again, there's no Zika yet because we're assuming that Tnufa doesn't make a Zika. So you lost the Lechem. What do you do? Just replace it. Put another Lechem. Doesn't ruin the sheep. Just bring another Lechem. So also Lechem Ta'an Tnufa Eino Ta'an Tnufa, the new loaf of bread that you brought to replace the old one. You already did tenuf on the old one. Do you need to do tenuf on the new one as well? So that's a shaila. Avdu kvasim lo tibaylach. Now, if you were to lose the sheep, the new sheep, it would not be a shaila. Devade bay tenufa. That would certainly require a new tenufa. And Rashi explains because that's the matir. The sheep themselves are the matir. So that would certainly require a new tenufa if you lost the sheep and replaced them. Kiti bayilach avad alechem. The whole shaila is if the bread was lost and you replaced the bread, does the new bread require tenufa? Va'aliba de ben anas lo tibaylach damar kvasim iker. Now, according to ben anas, that the kvasim are the iker. Remember, ben anas is the one that said that you could bring the kvasim without the Shtei Alechem. He proved it from the fact that in the Midbar for 40 years we didn't have Shtei Alechem, and yet we brought the Kvasim. So according to Ben Nanas, that the Kvasim are the Iker, there's no Shaila that you will not have to do a new Tanufa on the bread. But what about according to Rabbi Akiva, who says you could bring the Lechem without the Kvasim, that the Lechem are the primary thing? So if the Lechem is the Iker, do you do a Tanufa on the Lechem, on the new Lechem that's replaced the lost Lechem? My, Kiva the Lechem Iker by Tanufa, do you say, well, since the bread is the Iker, so it does need Tanufa? Or do you say, no, maybe since the Matir of the Lechem is the Kvasim, what makes the Lechem Mutter is the Kvasim, so when you have kvasim, and therefore maybe the bread themselves will not require tenufa, teku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved, leaves it as a teku. Good. The says Gemara Vayter now. Amar le Abaye le Rava. Maishna shnei kvasim de mekachi lechem u'ma'akvi, u'maishna shiva kvasim parva ayalim de lo mekachi lechem u'lo ma'akvi. Totally different topic. We discussed in the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah that there are a whole bunch of karbanos you bring on the Yontif of Shavuos. The only one that we thought might have a connection to the Shtei Alechem are the Shnei Kvasim that are waved together with the Shtei Alechem. What about the Parim, the Ayalim, the Shiva Kvasim? There are all these other animals that you have to bring on Shavuos also. Why do we never entertain the possibility that if you're missing those, then the Shtei Alechem are possible? Or if you're missing the Shtei Alechem, that those are possible? Why is it only by these Shnei Kvasim that we said that there's this connection that might be there between the Shtei Alechem and the Shnei Kvasim? Why not between the Shtei Alechem and all the other Kabbalas you bring in that day? So the Gemara says, so Amalei, Hol v'huskaku zel zabetunufa. No, it's very obvious why they're connected. You wave the Shnei Kvasim with the Shtei Alechem. So since they have a chiyuv of doing something together, of waving them together, so it's most mistaver that if you wave them together, that's where there is some sort of bond between them. But there's no bond between the Shtei Alechem and the other Karbanos Hayom. So Frek the Gemara, really? By the Karban Todah, you don't wave the loaves of bread together with the animal, and yet they're ma'akiv each other, yet there's still a very strong bond between them. So don't tell me that an animal and bread only has a bond between them when you wave them together. We see by the Karban Todah Beferish not that way. So it says Gemara, Ela Katodah. So it must be that, how do we know? We learn it from the Todah itself. Ma Todah Shlamim Afachanami Shlamim. Just like the carbon toda is called the shlamim, and we see that the carbon toda is connected to the bread, so when you have another carbon that's brought along with bread, you have to assume that it's only the shlamim that's connected to the bread, and the shnei kavasim are shlamim, the parim, the ayalim, those aren't shlamim. So it's only shlamim that are connected to the bread. We learn it from toda. Says Marna, midami, how can you compare toda to what we do on Shavuos? Hasam lekazvach makrini ba'day, hachadikazvach makrini ba'day, liktishuhani va'ani. By a carbon toda, you only have a shlamim that's brought with the bread. But on Shavuos, you have all different sorts of karbanos. So maybe by the carbon toda, of course it's the shlamim that's connected to the bread, because that's the only option. But by Shavuos, maybe all the different kinds of karbanos should be connected to the bread. Says Gemara, Ella, must be that we learn it ke'el nazir. We learn it from the Isle of a nazir. My el nazir, afogav di ikaz vachem achrini. Shlam hu de mekachi mida achrini lo, hachanami lo shna. Just like the Isle of the nazir, even though there are all sorts of different karbanos, it's only the Isle of the shlamim that's mekadesh. So over here as well, even though there are all different sorts of karbanos, it's only the shlamim that's mekadesh. So says Gemara v'hasamin alan, how do you know that that's in fact true by the Isle of the nazir? Titania, because we have a brisa of es ha'il yasa zevach shlam lashem al salamatzos melamit shasal ba chov la'ayil o shchitas ayil mekadshan, that the sal of the matzos, the breads, come because of the ayil, and the shchita, the ayil, is what's mekadish the breads. Lefichach shachtu shlo l'shmo lo kitru alechem. If you shech that ayil shlo l'shmo, the lechem does not become kadosh. So you see by the nazir that even though there are multiple karbanos that a nazir brings, it's dafka the shlamim that creates a connection to the bread. So too by the shtei alechem, even though there are so many different karbanos you bring on Shavuos, it's dafka the shlamim, it's dafka those shnei kavasim that create a connection to the bread, period. Tan Rabbanan, shtei alechem abos b'fnei atzman. Now going back to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, remember Ben Nana said in the Mishnah that you could bring the kavasim without the shtei alechem, but not the shtei alechem without the kavasim, and his raya was that in the Midbar for 40 years they didn't have shtei alechem because they didn't have grains of Eretz Yisrael, and yet they brought the kavasim. Rabbi Akiva said, no, the opposite. You're allowed to bring shtei alechem without kavasim, you cannot bring kavasim without shtei alechem. Good, so let's assume like Rabbi Akiva for a minute. You're bringing shtei alechem without the kavasim. Shtei alechem abos b'fnei atzman. Yunfu, so you wave those shtei alechem, then v'tuabar tzurasan, you let them stay overnight, v'yetzul beis ha'shreifa, then you burn them in the morning. Meaning you can't eat them. You have to burn them. So says Gemara, well, wait a second. What status do these breads have? Are they something manafshach? Ila achila asyan lichlinu. If they're kosher without the kvasim, that Rabbi Kiva holds shtei alechem can be brought, and they have a full din of shtei alechem that can even be eaten without the kvasim, so then what are you burning them for? Just to eat them. And ila shreifa asyan, if you hold, yeah, you could bring them, but they have to be burnt, well then what are you waiting for? Lisrafinu lialter. Why do you have to wait till the next day? Burn them right away. So what's the real din midoraisa, according to Rabbi Akiva, with shtei alechem that are brought without kvasim? Do they get eaten midoraisa, or do they get burnt midoraisa? And either way, you should just do it, eat it, and don't burn it at all, or burn it right away. What are you waiting? So lamlu ibor tsura. What do I need ibor tsura for? So says Gemara, three possible approaches. Number one is Rabba. Amar Rabba liolam lachila asyan. On a daraisa level, they can get eaten. Gzera shem yizdam lan kvasim l'shana abba. V'yom rushtaka do achal nalechem b'lo kvasim achshav nami nechol. The problem is, on a daraisa level, they can get eaten. We don't want to let you eat it, though. Because if you eat the shtei alechem this year without kvasim, the next year when you have kvasim, you're going to say, I remember we ate the shtei alechem without kvasim, so I can eat the shtei alechem even before I bring the kvasim. But in years that you have the kvasim, you cannot eat the shtei alechem until you bring the kvasim. It's the kvasim that are matir, the shtei alechem. So we're afraid you're going to get confused the following year, and you're going to end up eating the shtei alechem without the kvasim. V'inu lo yadi, people aren't going to realize, d'shtak lo havu kvasim inu shari nafshayu, that when you didn't have kvasim, the shtei alechem were matir themselves. Hashadika kvasim, kvasim hu desharulhu. When you have kvasim, it's the kvasim that are matir, the shtei alechem. So, period. Amar Rabba mina aminullah. So Rabba says, well, how do I know this din, that on a daraisa level, according to Rabbi Akiva, the shtei alechem could actually get eaten? Ditznan. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, heid ben buchri v'yavne. Ben Bukhri, we had this much earlier in the Masechta and Daf Chaf Aleph, where Ben Bukhri was made in Yavne that Kol Kohen Sheshokel Eino Chote, that even though Kohen doesn't have to give the Machzah Shekel to contribute to the Karbanos HaTzibur, if he does, he's not a Chote. It's not a problem for him to contribute. Amar Rabbi Yochum and Zakai, Loki, El Kol Kohen Sheino Shokel Chote. He says, no, you're looking at it the wrong way. Any Kohen who doesn't give the Machzah Shekel is a Chote. He must give Machzah Shekel. El Shokhanim Dorshim Mikros Eliatman. They try to get out of it by darshaning a pasuk for their own benefit. Pasuk says, "V'kol minchas kohen kalil tiyah lo sochal," that any mincha of a kohen doesn't get eaten. So they figure to themselves, well, if we contribute to the minachos that are minachos hatzibur, meaning the omer, the shtei lechem, the lechem apanim, then they're not going to be allowed to get eaten. But we know that the omer, the shtei lechem, the lechem apanim are supposed to get eaten. Ho v'omer shtei lechem, the lechem apanim shalanu hein heich nechalin. How would they ever be able to be eaten? So ani shtei lechem echidami. What shtei lechem are they talking about? If they're talking about a shtei lechem that's brought together with a karban, well, that shouldn't have bothered them, because you bring a toda with lechem also, and the kohanim offer that, and that gets eaten, so that shouldn't have bothered them that it's a mincha of a kohen that gets eaten. Elav bebols b'fneatzman must be talking about a shtei lechem that's brought on its own, and v'katani, and yet we say the kohanim said, well, how would we be allowed to eat it if we contribute? But that implies that they understood that the shtei lechem is supposed to get eaten even when it's brought on its own. So says Rabbah, that's how I know that according to Rabbi Akiva, that you bring the shtei lechem on its own, that it does get eaten. Amalei Abaye says, no, the olam bebosim azevach. No, we're talking about shtei lechem that's brought together with a korban. Ude kakash lech mitoda v'lachma, IUS, that didn't bother them that they eat the lach mitoda that's brought together with the zevach. That's because lach mitoda l'ukur mincha, shtei lechem mikru mincha. Lach mitoda are never referred to as a korban mincha. The shtei lechem are. Shnemar ba'krivchem. How does the Torah refer to the shtei lechem? Mincha chadasha l'Hashem. It's called a mincha. That's what they were bothered by. That is all Rabbah's opinion. That mida oraisa, you can eat the shtei lechem according to Rabbi Akiva that are bab b'fnei atzman when they're not brought with a zevach. Rav Yosef disagrees. Rav Yosef amar liolam l'sreifa asyan. Really, the shtei lechem mida oraisa should get burnt. V'hainu tovayim idlos arfinan l'vishen sofren kachem b'yomtov. The only thing is, you don't want to burn them right away because you're not supposed to burn kachem on yontif, and it's still shavuos. So you wait till night. You wait till the next morning. No, you don't burn kachem and yantif that became ruined and therefore needs reifa. But when that's the ikar mitzvah, that's what you're supposed to do with it. So why not burn it? You burn a par and sar shel yom kippurim, and we don't hesitate about that on yantif. Elam Rav Yosef, Gzeir Hashem Yizdam Lulem Kvasim Liachum Mikad. No, the real concern is that really they require Sreifa. They should be burnt right away. But what if you burn them and then Kvasim show up, and then you have the ability to have Kvasim? So now it's supposed to be brought together with the Kvasim. Amalei Abaye Tenach Kol Zman HaKrevasam. Lebach Rachi L'Srefinus. Abaye says, okay, that makes sense. That concern only makes sense so long as you could still be Makrev Kvasim. What about after Shkia? You can't be Makrev the Kvasim anymore anyhow. So then why would you wait any longer to burn the shtei lechem? So my tubar tzurasan nami dektani tzuras hakravasam. So tubar tzurasan means that you just wait till after the zman hakrav. Those two three more lines. Rava amar la achila asyan ugzerim mishum de Rabba v'lav mitame. Rava says I also agree with the first opinion of Rabba that really midar raisa they should get eaten. And the concern is that in the next year they're going to get confused, but for a different reason than Rabba. Ela mikra, I learned it from a pasuk. V'amar Rava mina aminala. What's my pasuk that teaches me that you can eat the shtei lechem that are brought on their own? T'chsiv mi mosh v'seichem t'vi lechem t'nufa bikurim l'Hashem. Ma bikurim b'fnei atzman af shtei lechem b'fnei atzman. Just like bikurim are brought on their own, the shtei lechem can also be brought on their own. U'minah, we also learn from there, ma bikurim l'achila af shtei lechem nami l'achila. Just like the bikurim are eaten, shtei lechem also are eaten. So if you bring shtei lechem without the kvasim, you do eat the shtei lechem. Okay.